Well, thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. So we're getting set for Cheryl's Run, September 23rd at Laurier Park. I promise this year I'm going to go to the right park.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
I went to a completely different park last year. One of us almost drove in the river. It was quite a Saturday. All right. So we're going to be raising money for a wonderful cause, and that's the Owasasik Indigenous Health Program at the Stollery Children's Hospital. And Mike, you're going to tell us all about it.
Absolutely. It's a privilege for me to talk about a program like the Owasasik. So Owasasik Indigenous Health Program is a one of a kind and the first in the country, actually, not just in Alberta. So we have a pretty massive catchment area, and we are a multidisciplinary team. We have some RNs, some nurse case managers, pediatric social workers. We have unique positions like a cultural advisor, and we have a couple of the engagement, child and family engagement coordinators.
And being under the umbrella and being part of the Stollery Children's Hospital, it's one of those places where you walk in and you can just feel the vibe in there. You know that miracles are happening in there each and every day. And just to be a part of that is something pretty darn special.
Absolutely. I think, so the Stollery, we do our best for patient and family center care, of course. The Owasasik is a unique program that's specific to Indigenous. So we try our best to take it a step further in a community patient center care. And so we do a lot of networking with our communities, especially in the north. We have a couple of remote communities and certainly a lot of rural communities. And when those members are needing to access the Stollery, sometimes if they're medevaced in, they're coming from communities where they may have never even been in a building over three stories tall. So you're going into a 480-bed plus facility in a giant municipality. It's incredibly daunting. I couldn't imagine.
But being able to walk into a program that's set up specifically for them and their families and their culture, that's a huge thing.
Absolutely. So we certainly do our best. By and large, safety, I'd have to say, a primary concern for any Indigenous community when they're entering into a healthcare center facility. And that's something that we do our very best with meeting them when they're on site, if and when possible. They certainly know where we are. We get lots of visits throughout the week, throughout the day, which feels really nice because they're stopping in, not necessarily in crisis, but just to say thank you or we're doing good. We just want to sit. Do you have time for coffee or tea? And that's something that we love.
I'd cherish that forever. To have somebody come back and say, you know what? You made a difference in our day.
I mean, that's
That's why
the
you
dream.
Do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Good for you. You're obviously doing great work. All right, let's talk about the run, shall we? It's the 7th annual.
That's correct. So Cheryl's Run started 7 years ago in memory of my nephew's wife, Cheryl. She sadly passed away from complications from aplastic anemia, which is a rare blood disease. Cheryl was a nurse at the Stollery, and that's where the Stollery came in. When she had a bone marrow transplant, which was one of the ways to cure aplastic anemia, it didn't take. And so, sadly, we lost her. But there are so many other people on that registry waiting for a bone marrow transplant. And that's where our connection with Canadian Blood Services came in. So there are other supporter for the run, the Stollery and Canadian Blood Services. So the first 2 years, we were basically connected to Canadian Blood Services, trying to highlight the need to be a donor, a bone marrow donor. And then in year three, Canadian Blood Services asked us to become Partners for Life, where we set up blood donor clinics every 3 months. And so basically that's what we do now every year, is we've been setting up these blood donor clinics. Right now we've had 70 people donate this year alone. So that's a really great thing.
I mean, sure.
Every donation has the effect on three lives. And then supporting kids at the Stollery where Cheryl worked was so important to us too. And that's what led to the Owasasik program. In the first few years, we supported oncology. And so that was more of a kind of research part of the foundation. But we wanted to kind of connect with the people. And that's where we met with the Owasasik team. We already had like an Indigenous-themed fundraising prize, which was our trip to Yellowknife. That's our first prize for the top fundraiser. It's a trip to Yellowknife to hunt the Northern Lights. We have
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
very cool.
Yeah, they get to stay at the Explorer Hotel up in Yellowknife for two nights, and then they get to go on this cool hunting trip to search for the Northern Lights with North Star Adventures, which are 100% indigenously owned company up in Yellowknife. So our run itself, it's really family oriented. We have a 5K run and walk, a 10K run, and then we have our mini kids obstacle run, and that's sponsored by Hide and Seek. We have warm-ups by Planet Fitness, and then we'll have massages by Pursuit of Motion Physiotherapy. There's going to be cookies by George at the finish line.
For Can't everyone. Go wrong with cookies by George.
No.
That's a reason to celebrate right there and a reason to run to sign up.
And then the Purple Pierogi's going to be there.
Oh, my goodness.
Free lunch. Yeah, so it's this year we're also going to have like a bead making station put on by the Awasthuk team. So that's going to be fun for kids and people like me who love to do crafting. And then we'll have the Stollery Bear there. He's going to be there handing out high fives and that. So, yeah. We're really excited. We're excited about the fundraising and that, like that trip to Yellowknife. Then we have a second fundraising prize, which is an electric bike by Shoppers Drug Mart.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, they Shoppers Drug Mart out in Spruce Grove. They basically supply our water every year and always give us a prize. And this year it's the electric bike.
Very cool. So yeah. September 23rd, Laurier Park.
Yes.
Full details available online at cherylsrun.com.
That's correct, yes.
Thank you both so much for coming in. I truly appreciate it, and we will see you on the 23rd.
Yeah, thanks, Sean, for having
us. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.